come right now and bring us the word of the Lord today. Bless you, Brother Brad.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory, glory, glory. I've been up here reminiscing a little. And Brother and Sister Sherry, him leading the singing, her playing. I call her Sister Sherry sometimes, but mostly it's Becky Sam. Mm-hmm. Known her when she's a little bitty girl, beautiful blonde hair, a preacher's pet. Her mother and father was in the ministry, and camp meetings and conventions, you'd see preachers petting Becky Sam, giving her nickels. She got to where she'd come around for you to pet her. Little did I know then that I'd be in their home in Perth, Australia, preach for them, have them in a school of missions. I hope you folks live long enough to have some sweet memories. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look back there at Brother Windross. It seemed like, well, I have known of him just about all his life. His father was a great missionary and a very, very close friend. Looked way over here at my left and saw my nephew, Brother Glenn Smith. He got the Holy Ghost and my brother's revival. So he's my nephew. I'm among friends, folks.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. When you're among the people of God, you're just among friends.
That's right.
Brothers and sisters, that's all.
Amen.
I feel very good about what I have for you this morning. I really do. Thank God for it. And I'm reading from the first chapter of 2 Peter, you that wish to read with me, and I'm going to read several verses. Don't very often do that, but I am today. Beginning with verse 4 of the first chapter of 2 Peter. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, give all diligence. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things, if you have a pen, you underscore these things. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren. Marginal reference says idle, neither be idle nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things, underscore these things, is blind and cannot see afar off, has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, underscore these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. You underscored these things 5 times if you did what I told you. Of course, everybody don't do what I tell them. But there's 2 thoughts connected with these things that I want to introduce to you. First, if you do these things, if, oh, I preached one time on taking if out of some verses in the Bible, just taking it out. People looked at me like, you mean you'd take it out? Sure, you can take it out. If my people that are called by my name, take that if out. My people that are called by my name, take that if out. You can do it. If these things be in you and abound, they make you. They make you. You're not made yet. You're in the process of being made.
Right.
Praise the Lord. And you'll neither be barren or idle or unfruitful. And if you do these things, you'll never fall.
Never
fall. Now I mean that. Never fall. Of course, some Baptists say you can't fall. They never convinced me of that. But if you do these things, you will never fall. I don't care how far you are from home, what you face, what you meet. If these things be in you and abound, you will never fall.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many of you right now just want to have the assurance in your heart that you'll never fall? Never fall. Well, underscore these things and practice them. And my Bible says you will never fall. It also says you'll neither be barren or unfruitful. And I know you missionaries making the sacrifice you're making to leave home and go minister in other parts of the kingdom. You want to be fruitful. You want to come home with a good report. A fruitful ministry. But if you want it, do these things. Practice these things. And I'm going to briefly touch these things this morning. And it thrilled me to tell you, you can leave here with the assurance that you'll be fruitful, and the assurance that you'll never fall.
Right.